This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports migration is among the issues President Joe Biden will discuss with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday in Ottawa.
The deal eliminates a loophole under existing rules that's resulted in thousands of migrants annually crossing into Canada at a non-official checkpoint, enabling them to stay in the country. As part of the agreement, Canada is expected to announce that 15,000 migrants from the Western Hemisphere will be given slots to apply to enter.
That was AP's Ben Thomas reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the military is set to launch a counteroffensive against Russian troops, but needs help from their European neighbor. In the video address on Thursday, Zelensky urged the leaders to expand and hasten their deliveries of weapons and ammunition to Ukraine to use in its campaign to beat back the Russian invasion. The European leaders signed a $2 billion deal Thursday, endorsed by the EU foreign and defense ministers, calling for both sending ammunition from existing stocks and for EU countries to work together to place new orders for more rounds. The U.S. military says it carried out multiple precision airstrikes against targets in eastern Syria in response to a drone attack Thursday that killed a U.S. contractor. The Pentagon said the contractor was killed at a coalition base in northeast Syria in a strike by a one-way attack drone that the intelligence community assessed was of Iranian origin. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a statement, the U.S. retaliated with proportionate and deliberate precision strikes in Syria against facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says its proposed budget will help get the U.S. ready for a possible confrontation with China. We get more on that story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Amid a growing alliance between China and Russia, including President Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow this week, the Pentagon says Chinese actions are concerning.
Moving it down the path towards confrontation and potential conflict with its neighbors. And possibly the United States.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told a House panel the Pentagon's $842 billion spending pitch would help ensure the U.S. can deter China if needed by boosting capabilities in the Pacific and modernizing the force worldwide.
Preparation for war and deterring war is extraordinarily expensive, but it's not as expensive as fighting a war.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
North Korea tested a new underwater nuclear attack drone designed to create a radioactive tsunami on enemy coasts. State media claimed Friday the test of the drone came during 3 days of military drills guided by the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, according to the state-run Korean Central News Agency. Pyongyang claims its latest tests are a response to U.S.-South Korea military exercises, which have increased in response to the North's unprecedented number of missile launches and other threats. Human rights activists say Uganda's passage of an anti-homosexuality bill could be the impetus for similar far-reaching legislation across Africa as anti-gay sentiments grow. The president, Yoweri Museveni, has yet to sign the legislation into law amid calls by the international community, including the United Nations, to reject it. And German unions are calling for thousands of transport workers across the country to go on strike Monday. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
The one-day transport strike is expected to bring widespread disruption to planes, trains, and local transit. The announced strikes come as employees in many sectors have been seeking hefty raises to reflect persistently high inflation. Germany's annual inflation rate in February was 8.7%. One union, EBG, is calling for 230,000 workers at Germany's main railway operator, Deutsche Bahn, to go on strike. Deutsche Bahn's head of personnel called the EBG strike announcement completely excessive, unnecessary, and disproportionate. I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Health Organization warns that Cyclone Freddy, which left a trail of death and destruction across southern Africa, has increased the health risk for millions of people in Malawi, Mozambique, and Madagascar. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.